everyone, it is Michaela Lee here. I play Mallory Grace in the Spiderwick Chronicles, and this is Young Entertainment Mag.
If you were to describe Mallory in two truths and a lie, what would they be? You know that game, Two Truths and a Lie?
Yes.
Okay, so what would Mallory's Two Truths and a Lie be character descriptions?
I love that question. Okay, Two Truths and a Lie for Mallory. Mallory has never gotten a grade below an A. Mallory is a cat person, and Mallory is an avid Beyonce fan.
Okay, I love all those. Can you tell us which one's the lie?
The lie would be the second one. What did I say?
The cat.
Yes, Mallory is, in my opinion, definitely a dog person. Just the energy that dogs give and everything like that. Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay. I've been watching way too many of like those crime shows lately where like on the witness stand, they say like when somebody's lying, they divert their eye contact. And I noticed when you said cat or around there, you diverted. I'm like, is that the lie? Am I a good detective?
You picked up. You got the body language down. You're good.
That's so funny. Well, I'm sure, you know, lying is, I'm sure you don't lie on a daily basis, though, you know, you had to look away. It's just who you are. It's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what would Mallory's GRWM be? What would her get ready with me routine be?
I love Mallory's get ready with me because it is so simple. I feel like she is one of the most simplistic gals, especially as a teenage girl. It's definitely like wake up early. Like she's up at the crack of dawn, 6 a.m., splash your face with some water, put on some moisturizer, get her coffee first thing. Definitely all this while listening to a motivational podcast or like some upbeat music or something. And then get her gear on and get ready to go to fencing.
Oh, I love it. She has her stuff together. I mean, I feel like most adults don't even have a routine like that. Like she's got it together. She knows what's up. I love it. So what was your personal get ready with me routine when playing Mallory each day?
Yeah, there was a lot that I had to do to kind of like get into character because Mallory is a teenage girl and I am no longer, unfortunately, a teenage girl. So I would actually like do journal entries as Mallory to kind of help me get into like that, you know, angsty teen. And it was actually really therapeutic and fun for me.
I bet. That's so cool.
Yeah, I did that. And then another huge thing for her was she has different hair than me. So we had a wig that I wore every day. And it kind of changes throughout the series. I won't spoil anything, but that definitely was a huge transformational thing for me to really feel like once I got that wig on, I am Mallory.
Yeah, that's so cool. Was it like itchy or uncomfortable at all? Or was it like a nice that you kind of forgot it was there?
You know, it was honestly, our hair department was so great at making it comfortable because I was wearing it for so long every single day. And I've never worn wigs before this. So it took a little getting used to. But after that, like, I would like slip into it and be like, oh, yes, this feels good. This feels right.
I love it. A lot of the actors that we interview say that, like, when they get into their costume or if there's something really distinct that sets their character apart, like a wig or whatever it is, that it really helps them feel like they're the character. And I think that's so cool and probably gives you like a little boost. It's kind of exciting. Like, oh, now I'm Mallory. It's exactly. Like Hannah Montana vibes kind of.
Exactly. It honestly felt weird to not wear the wig like after a certain amount of time.
Oh, I love that. That's so, so fun. What was your favorite thing about Mallory?
Oh, there's so much I love about Mallory. I think the thing that I really, really loved about her and about playing her is that she has that spark, that fire, that like no one is going to stop her. She's so determined. She's so passionate. And that's something that I think like we can kind of lose throughout life. And she really brought that back to me. So like that spark, this is my favorite.
Oh, that's so cool. And kind of just something came to mind that you said earlier was like, you got to pretend to be a teenage girl again. And kind of that combination must have been so fun, almost like showing up to play make-believe every day in the most fun and complicated and detailed way and all the detail that goes into it. But that must have been so much fun to just play. Did you have to learn how to fence? And if so, what was that process like?
I did, yeah. I was in fencing like 2 to 3 days a week, whenever the schedule would allow it, basically. And I was in fencing classes with amazing actors who play my fencing instructor, and then another amazing character who fences as well. So it was really fun to like also have that bonding experience with my castmates, and then be able to challenge myself, because I, like Mallory, am very much an overachiever. So if there's something that is new, I'm like, I want to be the best at it. I want to like do the best I can and really achieve. So I was a little bit competitive, but like with myself, and also just trying to really show up and, you know, be able to portray a fencer accurately. It was so much fun to be in those practices.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Okay, and then I do have to ask, speaking of getting into character, did you have like a playlist, like a Spotify or Apple Music playlist that you curated to get into Mallory's head?
Yes, I did. Because she is much more poppy than I am. I'm like typically more R&B, like alternative stuff like that. But it was a lot of Beyonce, a lot of K-pop, a lot of, you know, Katy Perry, even like old, like 2000s pop, you know, Britney, all of that good stuff, to kind of get me into like that youthful and just like very upbeat, bright spirit. Yeah. And I listen to that every single day.
Oh, that's so fun. That's like my era. I feel like that's what I listen to now. It's so fun.
It stays with you. You're still on Britney. I love it.
Oh, still. Absolutely. Do you have any funny off-camera moments, like behind the scenes stories, something that happened like with the cast? I guess, or the camera could have been rolling too. Any funny BTS moments?
You know, there were so many. This question is so hard because like the memories just kind of come flooding back. But the cast really, we got really close and we spent so much time together. You know, we were there for 6 months in Vancouver. Not many of us had been there, filmed there, or spent that much time away from home. So, you know, we were always, you know, going out for dinners. We had a lot of birthdays that passed mine. Joyce, who plays my mom, some other set birthdays. So we were always just getting together, doing like, you know, dinners. We went ice skating. We went to like this Fright Fest one time because it was around Halloween. There were just so many really great times on and off set that like I will cherish forever.
Oh, that's so nice. You guys really are like a family, and I love hearing that. That's really, really special. Did you find that there was any challenging parts of working on this film? And if so, how did you overcome it?
That's a great question. I would say one of the biggest challenges was was what we have talked about, was portraying a teenager fully in her angst, fully in kind of, you know, all of these emotions kind of like bubbling up in her that like me personally, I have worked to, you know, overcome. So I'm a very like, peaceful person.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to like trudge all that up and be like, you know what? That did happen when I was 17 and I didn't like that. That was definitely like an interesting place to be in, but also very it was kind of therapeutic and cathartic to be able to like go back through, you know, all of those things and kind of reminisce, and, you know, it felt like therapy, to be honest.
Yeah, that is so crazy because you do work so hard to kind of like get out of that negative headspace that you can be in sometimes when you're a teenager, or like you get so escalated when you're a teenager and you work to overcome that. So that's such a good point that you kind of had to go back and like, no, I want to bring those things back that I used to feel. So acting is such an art, and that's so cool that you got to play somebody so much younger and really just revisit and experience all the things. If you were to describe the Spiderwick Chronicles in 3 emojis, what would they be?
I love that. I actually use these emojis all the time now. Yeah. It's definitely the sparkle, the little like 3 sparkle emoji.
My favorite.
The fencing. I didn't know they had a fencing emoji until I booked this. So there's a little fencer. And then there is this adorable little fairy, but I love to make the fairy like a black fairy because we're a black family. And I love that representation.
That is so cute. I love it. So cute. I didn't know about the fencing one, but the other two, so cute. And how fun that they had a fencing emoji. That's like perfect.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. What is one thing you learned about acting or even just in life from being on this set and a part of this film?
A huge, huge, like, teacher on set for me was Christian Slater, because he's classic, you know, he's been around for so long and, you know, been in this industry for so long. And he really taught me to not take things so seriously, which was really special because, you know, on set, it's so, you know, you have these time limits and these time restraints and weather restraints and all this stuff. And it's so easy to get like stressed out and feel just so stressed. And then he would show up on set and just like crack jokes and just make everyone feel so much lighter. And he really did teach me, like, you know, we're just making a movie. We're just making a show. We're just doing what we love. We're just doing our jobs. And like, it's not, you know, life or death. Like, you know, yeah. The situations we're acting in, we may be pretending they are, but yeah. He just really taught me to kind of just like let go and have fun, because this is such a fun job. So
yeah, that is cool. Especially, I'm not sure if your journey in acting has been like this at all, but like it can be, I grew up doing acting and it can be very intense sometimes, or constantly auditioning or constantly taking classes. And it is serious to you, because you're like, I want to book this so much, or I want to nail this script in class, whatever it is. And it's cool to have somebody who's a professional who's like, hey, you're going to show up. But once you show up, let it all go. Enjoy the moment. Like, you are prepared. You know what you're doing. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because from what I've learned too, it's like, I feel like a lot of times people do their best work once they study ahead of time. But once you get to set, just let it go and enjoy the moment. So I love that. Like, I'm the kind of person too, that's always stressed. So I would have loved a somebody on set to be like, hey, it's all good. Just, it's not that serious.
Really. I love
that perspective. That's really cool.
Yeah. He helped us be really, just really present, enjoying, like you said, it's a hard business. And like, you know, I booked this amazing once in a lifetime role. Like, let me be present in it and live in it and enjoy it.
If you were to have a fictional, mythical creature from a TV show or a film take you on a journey, who would it be and why?
That's a really hard question. There's so many fantasy shows and movies that I love out there. I feel like I would want like a dragon, a nice dragon, maybe not like Game of Thrones dragons, but like something, you know, an animated, like How to Train Your Dragon or something like that. One that talks. I like flying. It has always been such a huge dream of mine. And also I was a little bit of a nerd when I was little, and I had this book like full of dragon mythology with like, it was nerding out, but it was the best thing ever. So I would love to meet a dragon in real life and have him take me off on an adventure.
Yes. So exciting. It's something to celebrate. That's so exciting. Where can everyone watch the Spiderwick Chronicles?
I'm so excited to say that the Spiderwick Chronicles will be out on April 19th on Roku TV. So you can watch it. If you have a Roku, if you don't have a Roku, it's still going to be available for free on their subscription. So yeah.
I love that. That's so fun. That's cute. I love it. Such a good answer.
Well, this is Michaela Lee again. Thank you so much for calling. It was so great to catch up with you.
We'll talk to you soon, girl. Bye.
Bye.